Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Mike Sielski's The Rise, a look at Kobe Bryant's early years before he became a legend. So Sophie, what made this book stand out to you?
Hey there, Sam, great to be here. This book isn't just for basketball fans. It's for anyone who's ever chased a big goal. It's a deep dive into how a 17-year-old Kobe Bryant built himself into a champion, and it's fascinating because it's all about the process, not just the glory.
Absolutely. The part that got me was that even as a teenager, Kobe had this insane, almost obsessive mindset. He wasn't just talented, he was a student of the game, like a scholar studying film and practicing before dawn.
Right, and the book traces that back to his childhood in Italy. His dad played pro there, and Kobe picked up a more technical, fundamental style of play, which really set him apart later on. He learned to value the basics and understand the geometry of the court.
That's interesting because when they moved back to Philly, he was kind of an outsider. His European style and intense devotion made him different from his peers. He'd wake up before sunrise to practice, and he'd challenge older guys in the park.
Yeah, he was on a mission. And the book shows how his dad, Joe Jellybean Bryant, was a huge influence. Joe taught him the mental side of the game, the importance of preparation, and that basketball was a way to express who you are.
I love that. Basketball is a language. It's more than just a sport. And as Kobe's rep grew, he didn't get lost in the attention. He used it as fuel, proof he was on the right track.
Exactly.
And then came the big decision to skip college and go straight to the NBA. That was controversial, but Kobe had this unshakable confidence. It wasn't arrogance, it was a calculated belief, born from years of hard work.
Right? And the book doesn't shy away from his struggles. He clashed with teammates and coaches, and his intensity sometimes came off as cold. But the author argues that was a feature, not a bug. His greatness was tied to that intensity.
Definitely. And it's set against the backdrop of the 90s, with Jordan at his peak. Kobe walked into that world as a kid from Philly, absorbing everything, but also determined to create his own path.
The part about his relationship with Shaq was really compelling. They won 3 titles together, but it was never easy. 2 massive personalities, and they had to figure out how to channel their differences into winning.
And that brings up a bigger theme. What is greatness? The book suggests it's not a destination. It's a process, a never-ending journey of self-improvement. Kobe was never satisfied. Everyone was just a step to the next challenge.
That relentless pursuit is what defined him. He learned to thrive under pressure, to perform when it mattered most. But that wasn't a gift. It was a skill honed through countless hours of practice.
And the book also shows the darker side, the pressure, the scrutiny, the toll it took. But Kobe never wavered. He understood the sacrifices required, and he was willing to pay the price.
It's wild to think he was so ahead of his time, even then. He understood branding and building a legacy beyond basketball. He was a businessman and a storyteller in the making.
And the book is also a love letter to Philly, a city that breeds tough, resilient athletes. Kobe was a product of that environment, and it shaped his approach to the game.
As the story builds through his early NBA years, we see those first flashes of brilliance and also the growing pains. The author doesn't gloss over the failures. He uses them to show how Kobe grew.
One of the most powerful themes is legacy. Even at a young age, Kobe was thinking about how he'd be remembered. That urgency drove him to maximize every moment, to leave nothing on the court.
And family played a big part, too. His parents and sisters supported him, but there were tensions as fame grew. The book shows it was real, grounded in love, but not always easy.
In the end, the book peels back the myth to reveal the human being. Kobe had vulnerabilities and doubts, but also incredible strength and commitment. It's not a hagiography, it's an honest portrait.
And the takeaway for me is that greatness isn't reserved for the chosen few. It's available to anyone willing to pay the price. Kobe paid it every single day, and his story is an inspiration.
Absolutely. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So, whether you're chasing a dream or just love a good story, The Rise reminds us that the journey is what matters. We'll see you in the next one.